this is Liz from Subculture, and I'm here at Camden Underworld with Harry from Brawlers. How are you doing?
Hello. Yes, I'm very good. Thank
good.
You.
Right. Get straight into it. The new album comes out very, very soon. Mm-hmm. I have had the honour of hearing it, and I think it is fantastic.
Thank you.
But can you describe it in one sentence to people who like have never heard it, you guys before?
A record to listen to whilst you're deciding what to wear before you go out on a Saturday night.
Good description. Now, what's the creative process with you guys when you're writing? Do you write a lot when you're on the road, or do you save it for when you're at home?
I don't know. Like, I write a lot in general, but with Brawlers, just sort of sporadic. I think I write everything on an acoustic guitar at home, and then I take it to the guys, and they make it sound really good. But they kind of turn it from like an acoustic pop ballad to like something
a
awesome.
Yeah. Mix a bit of extra stuff in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking of like the general influences, are there any bands in particular or artists that really influence you guys, or is it all sort of individual influences?
I think like this time last year I wouldn't have said this, but I think it's taken us this amount of time to realise that like we're a band that aren't the sum of our parts, and I think that's what makes us interesting. Not necessarily good or bad, but interesting. We don't fit in with any bands we've ever played with, and that's because I listen to At the Gates, and Anne listens to grime MCs, and Matt listens to the Beatles and nothing else. And so when we come together and write and make these songs, they really aren't influenced by anyone. Yeah. And a lot of the time people are saying, you know, I don't know what... I think it's difficult to hear influence.
It's difficult to place you as a genre as well.
But then I think that's okay, because I was listening to a podcast last night in the van with Andrew WK, and he was saying that the reason he thinks he's become as popular as he is because he can play with metal bands but he doesn't step on their toes, and he can play with his favourite punk bands and he doesn't step on their toes. Like, he is both of those things, but he doesn't sort of, you know,
try and overtake.
It and so we're not here to out real friends.
Yeah,
and you know, we're just here, well, I really like that band, but we don't sound anything like them. You know, I'm sure we have very different record collections. So we just write songs. It's really that simple.
Your own little niche.
Yeah, well, we try.
All right. If you could collaborate with anyone, like have anyone guest vocal on your track, anyone in the world, who would you pick?
Personally, for me, it would be Ryan Adams. So I'm a really big fan of his.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, I would love to make a record with Kurt Ballou, who's the guitarist in Converge. So Ryan Adams or Kurt Ballou would be really cool people to collaborate with, but again, you know, like, I'd say Noel Gallagher, and then Matt would agree with me, and Ant wouldn't, and then Ant would say, well, let's do a song with Wiley, and then Matt would disagree. It would just get really messy. Like, we wouldn't be able to, we've never really been into like guests,
because
we wouldn't be able to agree on one.
You have to do like a whole album with different guests,
and then they would sell about four copies.
Okay, well, this next question is probably going to be like a difficult one as well. What would be like your dream tour lineup to play on?
It's difficult because sometimes I feel like I'm speaking for the band. Personally, Ryan Adams, Oasis, Pantera, and Justice, I think, would be really good fun. Justice, I really like. I don't really listen to a lot of electronic music, but they seem to be coming from the same place as us, like, just have fun. So for me, that would be a great tour, and I think for a lot of people that would be a great tour, because we live in like the iPod generation where you don't get punk kids and electronic music kids anymore. You get people who listen to such a broad spectrum of music. So I think if a tour came about and it was like Oasis and Justice and Ryan Adams, that would be amazing. But again, everyone would say a multitude of different people. We're happy. I think we're lucky and happy to play on varied lineups, like where we are in our career at the moment, because we can. and we don't necessarily go down badly ever. We might not be up people's streets, but I think there's an energy there which people can relate to. So that is my roundabout weird. I sort of didn't really answer the question.
You did, it's fine.
I did, yeah.
Right, so this at the moment, I looked at the list of places you're playing, and you're basically playing everywhere from now until like the end of May, aren't you?
I think there's more places we're playing than there is not playing.
Is there anywhere in particular that you're like really, really excited to play, like maybe places you've never played and you're going to?
When we started this band in a clothing warehouse a year and a half ago, me and Matt said, wouldn't it be really cool if we could go and play Paris and have a picture of the band in front of the Eiffel Tower, and so we get to do that next month, which is amazing. So we're super looking forward to that, and like completely humbled that anyone would want us to go to Paris to play. And at the same time, we're looking forward to seeing going to venues that we love, like we love King Tut's in Glasgow, amazing place, and we love playing. In Manchester is always really good to us. Like heaps of places that we're just looking forward to going back to, and then you know we get to go and tour all over Europe and places that we've never been before. So yeah, we're really happy. I think, but the Paris picture, the band in front of the Eiffel Tower is kind of like on the bucket list.
So what do you guys do to kill time between travelling? Because you must obviously spend a hell of a long time in a van.
I can answer that really easily. I read Matin and Torment one another. Hurt drives.
Fair.
It's that simple.
But for hours and hours.
For hours and hours. You'd be surprised, like, people still haven't. Like, these guys are my best friends. They have been for years. I've known Matt for 12, 13 years or something. That's stupid. Like, we grew up together in Lincoln. Like, if you sit in a van with your best friends, like, you can just talk. Just it's around. Not different if you're in a band.
Yeah.
But people go to the... Like, this evening, right now, so many groups of friends are just sitting in bars and talking for hours. And it's like, what did you do last night? I went to the pub and I talked to my friends. Like, that's what we do.
Just travelling for miles.
It's, we just exactly talk. Like, that's what we're about. Like, they're the closest people to me. And so we do just sort of chat a lot.
Yeah, good stuff. Right, and what is next for the band? Like, after you've done all these millions of tour dates, then what? Festivals, new album?
Both of those.
Everything.
Yeah. We'll do some festivals. I don't think we'll do as many as we did last year because we said we want to do everything last year. And we can't do that again. We came out the gates always saying we want to do a record a year, so we'll start writing the second record. I want to write a record a year, 10 songs, release it on the same month every year, record it on the same month every year. Like, I'm a man of tradition, like, my favourite bands do it that way, you know. And we write a lot and we don't hate each other, so why not, you know?
Good idea. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. Good luck with the rest of the tour and everything else, and look forward to seeing you at all the festivals.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.